Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord today? Amen. Excited about what God is doing. I've been hearing some awesome testimonies of different people in the body. Just God's doing some overflow in their lives. That is awesome. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. Jenny's back there passing them out. And if you didn't get one, make sure you get one before you leave. We're going to be talking today about the new man that we are in Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Got a grapevine letter in the mail, and I opened it this morning. It's from the AEGA. And you can go online and get this article. It's www.aega.org. And the newsletter, or it's on the monthly newsletters in there. There's an article in there about the new wineskin from Bishop Lynn Burling. And I just want you to go, and if you do not have access to it, to a computer, and you can get it, let me know and let me get you a copy in your hands. But I want you to encourage, get on there and get that and read it. It's some of the things we've been preaching and talking about for the last month, about change and transition and the new wineskin and the stretching and enlarging your tents and all that good stuff. Amen. And when you're stretching, it's not easy. It's uncomfortable because it takes you away from the familiar. Amen. And we're called to grow and to progress in God in our relationship. And that requires some stretching and different things happening and different change happening. But it's good. It's good. It's all good. Amen. It's all good. Stand for the reading of the word this morning. We're going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 61, verse. I don't know what verse it is. Well, let's just go over and read all of it. You want to? All of it's good. All the word's good. Amen. Yes, Isaiah 61, what New Life for the Nations was founded on. Amen. It's the word that gave our pastors the purpose of this church. It's not been changed. God's not changed his mind about this place. Amen. We're just in a different season. And the word tells us the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us. Got anybody in the house agreeing with that this morning? Why? Because the Lord has anointed us to preach good news to the poor. And, you know, that poor there, when I look at that, I don't look at it as financial, but you're poor in spirit when you don't have the Lord. Amen? So, to preach good news to those that don't know him yet. Amen? He has sent us to build up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives. Hallelujah. That's good news. And release from darkness for the prisoners. To proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. We're living in the year of the Lord's favor. We're living in now the year of the Lord's favor. Amen. And the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn. Provide those who grieve in Zion. To bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes. And the oil of gladness instead of mourning. And a garment of praise, and this is the scripture I wanted to read, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead a spirit of despair. And that's what I want to talk to you about. It's the kingdom dynamics. And then my Bible says, for 61, 3 there says, the glorious garment of praise. The Hebrew root word for garment shows praise as more than a piece of clothing casually thrown over your shoulders. It literally teaches us to wrap, or cover ourselves, that the garment of praise is to leave no opening through which hostile elements can penetrate. Wrapped up, tied up, all in Jesus. That's a song we used to sing. Amen. This garment of praise repels and replaces the heavy spirit. So if you've come in with a heavy spirit today, I want to encourage you to get your praise on. Amen. You may say, well, I don't feel like praising. Well, we don't feel like doing a lot of things, but we'll get up and go to work in the morning if we have a job. Amen. So I want you to wrap yourself in praise today. And it goes on to tell us, this special message of instruction and hope is for those oppressed by fear and doubt. put on the garment, a warm coat from our closet, only resists the cold wind when it is put on. When distressed, be dressed with praise. Act accordingly to God's word. And Father, by faith today, we put on that garment of praise. We wrap ourselves in worship to you today, Father God. We throw off the spirit of heaviness, the spirit of gloom, the spirit of doom. We're living in an awesome time, God, where you're just pouring out your spirit in abundance. You said in your word, Lord, that you have come to give us life and life more abundantly. We are walking in the overflow, Lord. We are walking in the new. We're not waiting for something to happen, but it's happening now in the name of Jesus. We're not waiting for you to come to do something miraculous and marvelous. We are walking in that now. And we choose by faith to receive that now, Lord. Now faith is. We're no longer waiting. But we're walking in that overflow today. Thank you, Lord, that no person will leave this place today with pain in their body, with a spirit of oppression, with a spirit of depression. If there's any decisions they need to make, they will leave this place today with clarity of mind. Because you said you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. We come against every distraction in the name of Jesus. And we receive that word, that engrafted word that you have for us today. As we sing and worship you and come into your presence with a thankful heart. Because when we have a thankful heart, as you said, Lord, I agree with what you said. When we have a thankful heart, we just say yes, Lord, to your word. When we have a thankful heart and a spirit of thanksgiving, we're just saying you're God and we're not. And we just release to you today, Father God, all that's within us. We choose to give you praise. We've come into this house to worship you and to magnify you, Lord. I thank you that this place is filled with hearts that are hungry for you, Lord. Bring us to that place of thirst for you again, Lord, that nothing else matters until we touch the hem of your garment. Oh, Father, because when we touch you, things changes. When we touch you, life replaces the spirit of death. Because when we touch you, Lord, we're healed. Because when we touch you, Lord, you bring back the joy of the Lord that's our strength. Because when we touch you, Lord, you make all things new. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That we're standing in our open heaven because somebody has grabbed a hold of you and said, Lord, come and do what you've promised you would do. We're thankful for that today, Father. Thank you for your word that's a light for us, for every step that we're on. And every step we take in the authority of your word, the darkness dispels around about us. That we're more than conquerors in you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We wrap ourselves in that praise today. We wrap ourselves in that worship today, God. Because we've come into this house to worship you. Not to think about this afternoon or tomorrow or next week, because all of that will take care of itself. But for a few moments today, Lord, we concentrate on you. We concentrate on you and your goodness and your mercy, that you've never left us, in no way ever forsaken us or let us down, but you've got us in your grip and you're not letting us go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, and the church said amen and amen.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people on vacation, working and doing stuff this morning. But you know, we're here to praise and to worship God.
Yes.
And I want you to lift your hands and just say, thank you, God, that there is a fire on
thank
the inside
you,
of me.
God.
And
yes,
it's burning.
Lord, bless you.
Lord God. And that when I leave here today, I'm
thank
not going to be the same as when I came because of the word. And because of the praise and the worship, Father God, for what you're doing in our lives. Amen. Okay, girl. soul it is. There is a shout rising in this place.
Yes.
Rising in this place it is. There is a fire. There is a shout rising up. Yes, rising up. You're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Yeah, you're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. And you're never letting go. No, you never let us go. All right, now, church. Say, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised. Come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind. Come like you promised, come like you said. Come like you said.
Come, Lord.
Cause you're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Yes, you're on the inside, burning like a fire, burning like a fire. You're on the inside, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. And you're never letting go. Come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire, come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said, come like the fire. Come like the wind, come like you promised, come like you said. Come like you said. Glory to God. The Lord reminded me that there were those disciples that were scared. And the angel of the Lord said, don't leave. I want you to go to a place and stay, and the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. And you know, they were scared. They didn't know what their future was going to be like. They didn't know what was going to happen to them next. They didn't even know. I mean, they had heard the words of Jesus. They hadn't experienced the Holy Spirit coming on them. And you know, there they were praying in that upper room. And what did it do? It came. It came like the wind. And it came like the fire. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but He brought me in. Oh, His love for me. So shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
It's all the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. And oh, it chases me down, fights in line, found leaves in 99. And I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it, till you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God.
Well, if you catch the message in this song, amen, there's no shadow. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. You hear that? There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Do it again, church, come on. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Do it again, come on.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
One more time.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. And oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it, till you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Woo.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there are times when you get used to something, particularly like in songs, and you just sing them because you sing them, or maybe because you like the melody of the song. And I can remember back from my experience years ago and coming up and singing songs, and you know, you just sung them. You know, and you learn them when you were little, and you just sing them, and you don't even stop to think about, you know, what you're actually singing. And I've got to share this. As we were doing this song, and I think the one before it as well, but the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. And you know, when we use the term reckless from a human point of view, it's something that you're really running a risk by doing. And yet as we were singing and I was thinking what I was singing, I got this picture You know, when God, in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Now, you know, this is not the picture of what was going on then. Jesus and God and the rest of the councils of heaven, whoever God converses with, particularly God and Jesus, they did not sit down and have a conference and say, do you think that these people down here on earth are worth saving? Let's take some statistics. Let's do some references about what's going on down there. Now tell me which one of them down there deserved it. You know, the first time around years ago, we found 8 people that made it. So now, what's the odds that the overwhelming world is going to accept the fact that I am getting ready to send you down there to die for their sins, and it's not going to cost them anything but believing? They're not going to get it because they're deserving. They're not going to get it because they've earned it. It's just something that we're going to do for them because we love them. Because we love them. And that's why we can look at it from a human point as the undeserving. I didn't earn it. I don't deserve it. But we got it.
Amen.
And it's available to us. And how many people are squandering God's love for them by just turning their back and walking away and never having anything to do with God and never wanting God to have anything to do with them? And as I sung that song, and I said, God, this is awesome. What you have done for me is awesome. And then when she used the expression in the song, I am what you say I am. I am what you say I am. And all of a sudden, I got this great big flash. You know why we are what he says we are? Because he is who he says he is. I am who I am. Now you are who you are. You are who you are. Now don't go out and mess it up trying to be something else. You are who you are because I am I am. I am the I am. I am who I am. So you be who you are. Awesome. You got to go out of here this week and keep those two ideas on your mind. You didn't deserve it, but God's reckless love came to you anyway.
Amen.
And you are what you are because he is what he is. Hallelujah.
There's a mercy reigns, never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide, where all the love I've ever found like a flood comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you, Jesus. There's a place where sin and shame are powerless, where my heart has peace with God and forgiveness, where all the love I've
the cross, at the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you. I'm in all of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you. Hope is found here on holy ground. Here I bow down. Here I bow down. Here, arms open wide. Here, you saved my life. Here I bow down. Here I bow down. Holy ground, here I bow down. Here I bow down. Here, arms open wide. Here, you saved my life. And here I bow down. Here I bow. At the cross, at the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you. On holy ground, here I bow down. Here I bow down. Here, arms open wide. Here, you saved my life. And here I bow down. Here I bow. At the cross, at the cross, where I surrendered my life, I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you,
Jesus. So I'll change.
Till my trophies at last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love the old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain.
Come on, church.
And I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling someday for a crown.
your presence, to feel your wind of love and grace blowing amongst us and around and surrounding us. We bless you.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling.
Right now, you just make your way forward, and Sister Shirley will pray over you and trust God and believe with you.
Leave behind your regrets and mistakes.
Come
today, there's no reason to wait.
Jesus is calling.
Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born.
Jesus is calling.
Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Christ. cross as you wait for the crown. Tell the world of the treasures you found.
What's happening here flow out over the internet, touch anyone that's listening now or that will be listening later. And Lord God, I just thank you. I thank you, Father, for being with the ones that are absent this morning. Many of them, Lord God, we know where they are, what they're doing. Others we don't, but Lord God, minister to them, touch them, Lord God, speak to them, stir them up, Lord God, on the inside. Lord God, we thank you for being with every family that has members of that family that's going through some physical problem, that illness or sickness or an attack of the enemy physically is coming upon them. We just thank you, Lord God, for standing with each individual and each family where emotional and spiritual things are struggling within them, and the enemy has brought them under attack. But we stand with them now, Lord God, believing that they have the victory and this is a victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith in you. We thank you, Lord God, for that. I pray, Lord God, that you would be with any requests right now as a name may be mentioned up before you, Lord God, whispered before you, the prayers of the saints coming up to touch you and to receive from you, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for being with our leaders, for being, Lord God, with our national leaders and our state leaders and our local leaders, Lord God, that they will have an open ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say to them. Lord God, I know that they're not perfect. I know, Lord God, that there's some aspects about them that we may not like, and we might wish they were different. But, Lord God, they are in their positions of authority. And you, Lord God, can move the heart of a nation. And we thank you, Lord God, for your power and your presence and for the voices that you have that are being lifted up on our behalf and lifted up on behalf of your believers everywhere, Lord God. And you said you take care of your children. And we don't have to be in agreement with anyone else but you. When we're in agreement with you, Lord God, then you're going to move for us. And I thank you, Lord God, that it doesn't matter what statistics show, we are still on the winning side. We still belong to the greatest kingdom on this earth, which is the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will watch after his own like a good king would. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. Thank you for supplying every need for your people, Lord God, and materially and financially, Lord God. Let their supply be uninterrupted by the presence of the enemy, for the thief comes to steal and kill and destroy, but you said you've come to might have life and have it more abundantly. And so, Lord God, I just speak forth that abundant life upon our people, Lord God, and upon our families and upon our friends and upon this church, Lord God. I thank you that you founded this church, and you are the source of our supply, Lord God. And help us to be faithful with what you give us. Help us to be faithful in our lives, Lord God, and every step that we take and every direction that we go, that we'll understand that this is what you have spoken to us to do, and not get caught off in some wilderness or a desolate place because we didn't listen to your directions to begin with. So we thank you, Lord God, that you are the restorer. You are the defender. You are the upbuilder, Lord God, of all of us. You cause us to rise up on eagle's wings. You have overcome the enemy for us. You said, let your hearts not be troubled. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Amen. And because you did it, Lord God, now you pass it on to us. And we can walk in it, Lord God. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. And we walk according to our citizenship in the kingdom of heaven, in the kingdom of God. Thank you for all of your blessings, Lord God, that you have poured out upon us, and we receive them with grateful hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. And we're going to receive the offering this morning. Hallelujah. And we're going to have a miracle from God this week. We're going to get a financial miracle from God this week.
That I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
There's no place I'd rather be than.
There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be
than here in your love.
There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be
than here in your love.
There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be than here in your love.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The only class this morning is mine. So everybody else stays in here and gets to hear the word.